This is 30 Minutes with GSW, a weekly podcast from Benga Samuel Wemimo Ministry International. May your hearts receive the engrafted Word of God and your walk deepened with the Holy Spirit as you listen.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to 30 Minutes with GSW. This morning, I'll be sharing with us on the topic, the higher you go, the higher you go. So when we were young, it's one of the scientific things we learned is that the higher you go, the cooler it becomes. That is in the Earth's atmospheric pressure. And I say the same thing to you about every other thing in life, spiritually. The less you know, the more noise you make. There is a place called higher. When you begin to go higher, you will realize that you would make less noise. Why? Because the higher you go, the more you notice that there are not many people coming higher with you. You see, it is a personal journey. So all of you are at the same level. Maybe when all of us joined, became Christians or became members of JSWMI or joined PSSBC, maybe we are 200 in a class and we all began to learn. And then at the point PSSBC was over, and then you will leave some people behind. And then you did maybe SOM, and then you leave some people behind, and then you became a minister, and then you began to have your supernatural experiences, you began to see visions, you began to prophesy, and then you notice that the higher you are climbing these spiritual ladders, the more isolated you are. Why? Because to the left, to the right, there are just a few like you. Ah, so you see the picture now. Yeah, the higher you go, the less noise do they make. That you just realize that, oh, okay, eagles have to learn how to do things alone. Same thing emotionally. When we're young and needy, and there is a lot of pressure, oh, I want, daddy has 5 children or 4 children, and there's only one daddy, everybody tenders their request, oh, there's like a competition. Oh, over time, when you grow into adulthood, you realize you begin to take care of yourself. And then at the point you become responsible for maybe your children and others around you. And you realize that suddenly you are the one that has gone higher. And then you look to your left, you look to your right, you are alone. Yeah, while you are taking care of all these things. It is one of the prices we pay for maturing, for growing. Today, what about emotionally? The higher you go. It is not a good thing for believers not to be emotionally mature. Not to let things go. When you are 20, there is a way you love. I'm talking man-woman love. When you are 20, there is a way you love. When you are 30, there is a way you love. When you are 40, there is a way you love. It is not the same. When you get to 50, there is a way you love. It is not the same. You must learn to shed baggages and unnecessary tantrum throwing. There are some things that when young people do them, we think they are cute. When you see people that are in their 40s, 50s doing those things, they are not cute. They make you look petulant, like a child, puerile, like a baby. See? So you must understand how growth then works. The same thing with your health. The things you can eat when you are young are not the things you can eat as you grow older. Kings eat for strength. When you are young, you can gorge yourself. You can sit down and eat and allow your belly to come out. And you sit down and you'll be belching and be watching TV. You're on top of the world. But you notice that the older you get, the more you have to drop many things. See, and just drop them aside and say, no, it is not no longer a question of lack or the lacking the ability to afford these things. It is now a question of what is good for your health. And then you tell yourself, no. There are some things that are not good for my health. All of us don't have the same body type. I know the things that are good for me. I know the things that are not good for me. I cannot copy Barack Benga. I cannot copy Pastor David. I have to just look at myself and manage what I eat and be sure that I eat healthy. And this you do deliberately, customizing your own nutrition to your own well-being. See, so you go to a party, they are having a buffet. You go there and you pick only the fruits. And somebody who is not at your level, who is younger than you, goes there and picks a whole plate full of food. And you sit there and say, ah, you don't know how to enjoy yourself. You don't know how to enjoy yourself. See this food I'm eating. Oh, so sweet. But you tell yourself, hey, the higher I go, the more I learn to leave certain things behind. I must just leave them be. I must let things go. My admonition to us this morning, as believers, is to understand that we are growing higher every day. And as a result of that, we have to learn to drop certain shackles. They are not good for you. They are not good for anybody around you. You must learn to let things go. I especially appeal to every one of us. Every one of us. The married, the single, the ones that are divorced and you had a bitter story with your exes, or the ones that are in a relationship and you have some bitter experiences, somebody has disappointed you, or this and that. Close the loop. Rest. Rest. Rest does not mean the cessation of activities. When you look at scripture, you notice that when God rested, it didn't mean he stopped working. Go and read your Bible again. It was after he rested that he created Eve. He was able to assess, okay, what have I done so far? Okay, let me see how it works. And this was not one day. God waited many years to see how his creation was faring. And then he noticed, oh, there's something missing. And then he adjusted it. Creation was perfect, but then there was no Eve. So he adjusted it to make accommodation for what was not there that ought to be there. Many of us must learn to also look at things this way. We're married, always fighting. Instead of continuing with the status quo, why don't you take a step back? Do your assessment. What are the flashpoints? What are we always arguing about? What is the issue? Okay. And then while you adjust to ensure that all the flashpoints do not come up anymore, your partner also adjusts, because to every adjustment, there's another a commensurate degree of adjustment from your partner. You notice that when you adjust and both of you understand that it is for the sake of this relationship, and you both adjust, there'll be less tantrums, less fights, there'll be more understanding. It's not everything that has to be verbalized. Sometimes in the action, there is so much peace that you can see a commensurate action or response in action from those that are in the same space with you in the name of dropping the baggage and resting. Every blessed day we grow older. The saying is always, that the older we grow, the wiser we should become. This is not true for everybody, but it should be true for you. A bit of self-examination once in a while. Why is my business not working? Don't blame the devil. Don't blame village people. Sit down, look at it. What are the choices I made? Then tell yourself, okay, I'm going to do better. See, it's always better. It gives you peace of mind when you do that than when you escalate the thought that you have done nothing wrong and it is somebody from somewhere that is remote controlling your failure. A lot of African Christians like that. They like to blame everybody while they take no accountability for their behavior. We do this generally because we don't want to feel bad with ourselves. There's a psychological name for it. When you can easily see the wrong choices other people made that made them fail, but you cannot see the wrong choices you made that made you fail. And it is not right. Because if you don't do critical self-examination, you are going to carry the baggage up as you go higher. And that will then limit how far you'll be able to get to. There are different kinds of aircrafts. And the smaller the aircraft, the lesser the baggage you can carry. That's the truth. You say you are traveling on an international journey, they tell you, oh, you can bring two bags to check in, 23 kg each. And then you find out, let me make you laugh. So one time I traveled to Europe. And when I was leaving Nigeria, I had two bags because it was going to be an international trip. Then I got to the country I was going to in Europe, and I had to travel from that country to another country in Europe. And then they told me that they cannot have two bags. And I was like, where do I put my second bag? I said, no, you have to pay for that because this is a local flight now within Europe, and you cannot do 23 kg. You can only allow you to do 123 kg. So I was thinking, okay, so was I supposed to throw away my second bag? So for every trip, I was paying a lot of money for that second bag. But I learned my lesson from that. You see, I said to myself, next time I'm going to travel, I'll just pack one bag, whatever it is, so that either it is international or local, I will not have to pay extra for one bag that's just full of maybe clothes and shoes that maybe I would not even wear. So there's a difference between the big aircraft and the small ones. And I learned that. And the same thing with you. There are certain things you can take in your 20s that your body will recover quickly. There are certain things you can take in your 30s that your body will recover quickly. Don't assume that at 60 you can take the same. Don't assume that at 50 you can take the same. So when somebody that is in their 50s or 40s or 60s keep carrying the baggage of 20s, 30, you are not helping yourself. You must learn to let things go. Hey, bye-bye. I mean it. You must learn it. You must learn it. You must learn to look at your own operating system, your ecosystem. What works for me? What wouldn't work for me? Eliminate all threats, you see? And then bring in everything that is positive into your space. That way you control, you have a controlled environment that gives you the best. The best so that you can thrive, the best so that you can do well in life. Don't forget this. It is important. What are the things that you desire that you don't have? Oh, I've been trusting God for a husband, I don't have one. I've been trusting God for a child, I don't have one. What are the things that you do have? Oh, I have this, I have that. Okay. The things that you have that are giving you joy are of more value to you than the things that you are hoping to have that you don't have yet. Oftentimes, when we obsess over the things that we don't have yet, we lose the things that we do have. And many of us don't get it. Say, I have a husband. Okay, that's something you have. I have a wife. Oh, that's somebody in your life that is more valuable than if I don't have a baby. Oh, next thing, I'm leaving my marriage. Why? There is no child. That doesn't make any sense to what people do it. And they leave the marriage. And then they become miserable. Now, no child, no husband, or no child, no wife. And then they start searching for another one. And then because of all the baggage, time goes, and then at the end of the day, they look and they realize, oh boy, I had it, but I lost what I had in the pursuit of what I don't have. Adjust. You can have all things, but you must be able to manage all the things that you have. You must be able to keep the things that you have now and then get the things you don't have. It is not good business to lose what you have in the pursuit of what you don't have. At the end of the day, you end up not having any. The higher you go, take things slow. Take things easy. Allow your fellowship to thrive with the Lord. That is essential. Your relationship with people especially. Come on. It is very important that in our heavenly journey and as we walk in the faith as Christians, that we do not major in the minor, making enemies here and there, fighting unnecessary stubbornness, unnecessary agitations. Why? Like, of what advantage is the acrimony to anyone gives you a bad name? Does not allow you to thrive as you ought to. So drop it. Oh, somebody is owing me money. Oh, see. Thank God that you still have life, that you still have hope. The dead cannot collect the dead from the grave. The things you lay on your heart so thick, they can damage your body. They can cause you unnecessary angst and stress. You must learn to do things light. I mean that. If you cannot adapt to certain circumstances in life, you are not maturing. Maturing means being able to adapt. And that is the truth. Your situation will not be the same throughout your life. Anybody that has like a constant situation throughout life has not experienced life at all. You must be a child at a point. You must be an adult at a point. You must become an elder at a point. You cannot be in the same situation all the time. Things will happen. We adjust. We adapt. We don't lose our peace. We try as much as possible to correct our course from going all right. But while we are doing that, we do not pick up unnecessary agitations and aggravations. Relax. I mean this. Learn to just chill. They used to say chill when we were in the 90s. We used to say, tell people to chill out. Say chill. I don't know what they use in Gen Z. But learn to just sit down and bask in all the blessings that God has given you. This month especially is a month of prophecy. The reason God gives us windows of prophecy is so that we can build towards tomorrow. So when you look at scripture, you look at someone like Abraham, you notice that almost every 10 to 15 years, you would have this encounter with God. It would be like a renewal of vows, a renewal of covenant. But essentially, it would give him a roadmap of the prophecy, the vision for his life for the next 10 years. So it was at one point he met with God, he left his father's house, he left the child, all of the child, and he moved out. At another point, he met, and then there was a name change, At another point, he met, and then there was the covenant of circumcision. At another point, they met, and then there was a covenant of friendship. Then at another point, they met. So you will notice that that is the key. As you come into this month, you have to learn to drop all the old things and then cast forward in prophecy the new things that will come into your space in the next 10 years, let's say, or 5 years. So you look at your situation now, you're like, okay, I'm 28 years old now. I have a good business. By the grace of God, I can take care of myself. What do I see in the next 5 years of my life? Okay, I see myself settling down. I see myself having a marriage. I see myself having my children. I see, and you see this. So these are the things you cast within that frame, and you begin to speak them forth. While you are doing that, you must learn to then let go of all the mindsets of girlfriend. You are now picking up the mindset of wife. Let me say that again with an example. Met someone some years back in her 30s, a lady. We were talking, and then on her phone, she had a file. In this file, all the things that her exes did that you can call justifiable reason why I broke up with my ex, right? She had it in her phone. So if you ask her, oh, why did you break up with brother so and so? She will say, come and see. He sent me this message. You to read it. Read it. He sent me this message. And then look at my reply. And then look at the message he sent me. So I screenshot everything and I kept it. So she had that. And then you ask her again, okay, so after that relationship, you had another one. Yeah. Who was it with? Ah, brother Q. Okay, why did you break up with him? Come and see, come and see. She opened her phone again. See, he sent me this voice note one day. And then I replied with this one. And then he now sent me this picture. And I said, why are you sending me this kind of picture? And then he said, oh, I'm too somehow, somehow. So she kept it. I mean, she had a folder for every failed relationship. Which means while she was in the relationship and she was supposed to expect the relationship to like mature into marriage, she was consistently keeping all the negative things she noticed in her partner or in the person she was dating at the time. While she's dating somebody, she's keeping a dossier on the person so that when she leaves the relationship and people ask her what happened, she can show them evidence why it didn't work out. You can see that that person, the sister, is seriously damaged because she wouldn't even give any relationship the chance to work because of that mindset. So when I saw the list and that she had a file on everybody, I said, Auntie, you are not going to ever get married. It is not a curse. She said, why? I said, while you are dating someone, you are keeping a file of all their wrongdoing. Said, yes, so that if anybody asks me, I'll be able to explain to them so that you know how this thing, people will just think that somebody is. I said, you do not owe anybody any explanation. Who are you going to tell now? You are 38. Who is still asking you question now? When you are 20, you can say maybe my pastor will ask me, or my mommy will ask me, or my older brother will ask me. When you get to above 30, nobody asks you again. People will just leave you be. Either you don't know. People, nobody is going to ask you again. If they see you with anybody, everybody will carry face. Why? Because, well, you are in your 30s. So they'll be praying for you that Lord, may this one work. Nobody is going to come to you to say, why did it not work? Here, come and give explanation to who? We are 39. To who? Who are you giving attention for? Why marriage failed or why it didn't work? You have already formed the pattern, so everybody knows that it doesn't work. So if one works, everybody will just cheer and clap and say, oh, glory. Oh, finally, 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 the Lord has done it. Nobody. But that sister had the mindset of a 20-year-old. while she was in her late 30s. Because only teenagers do that. Most of them don't even do it anymore. But let's see. Let's give it to them that some teenagers would, their relationship would not work out, or people in their early 20s. And then they want to talk about it and they want to present evidence of why they didn't work out. You see? But when you're in your 30s, it is for you. You then adjust. The mindset must adjust. Behavior must adjust. You must say to yourself, okay, the things that I used to do, Apostle Paul said it, I do them no more. I've learned to do away with childish things. You see, that is the old, the higher you go, the more you realize, hey, how I used to behave when I was 20, when I was 30, I can't behave like that when I was 40. When I'm 50, I can't behave like that anymore. If I still behave like that, then it means even though I may have grown financially, I may have grown in some other aspect, I've not matured emotionally as I ought to. Now, to the flip, as we begin to hand off. I know men that are very hard-nosed. You know, they think being macho is what it means to be a man. You know, testosterone, roaring, beating their chest like a gorilla, dominating the space, all conquering male lion. Oh boy, we left that space years ago in the evolution of humanity. Not spiritually, now I'm not talking spiritually yet. The evolution of humanity, the caveman, was like that. It has to be there, but the tech man is a brain man, not a brown man. So the brain, long ago, the brains took over the space of domination from brute strength. And you must also adjust. All my brothers must adjust, must adjust to this. Being emotionally intelligent, being emotionally sensitive. Wisdom is always going to be the master of strength. So it is better to tilt towards wisdom than to tilt towards strength. I'm speaking to the brothers now. Wisdom is always going to. So if it's, he's a fine boy. That boy is fine. Everybody's dating him. That's not true. the boy with the brain, that's who people want to marry. Not the one that is just fine and doesn't have anything upstairs. So it's good for the boy to be fine, but for the boy to be smart and to be wise, now you are talking. So all of us, I'm talking to the brothers now, let's tilt towards wisdom. Let's tilt towards emotional intelligence, wisdom, understanding, knowledge. Let's get cranking on that. Let's work on that. That's very important. It is very important for a man to be able to sit down and command the room with his wisdom than command the room with a military uniform. See, if somebody comes into the room where I am and is wearing a military uniform and a gun, and then that's how it dominates the room, that's not a progressive domination. Progressive domination is that nobody has a gun, all of us are well-dressed at a party, and somebody walks in. He begins to speak and the whole room is quiet. Jesus did that. His domination was not brute strength. His domination was not beating your chest like a gorilla. His domination was a domination of wisdom. Remember this, especially to my brothers here. Wisdom is always the principal thing. And with all thy getting, get it. So in however way you can enhance yourself to become smarter, to become wiser, to be the best in your field of endeavor, do that. The higher you go, the more you realize this is how we win now. Finally, spiritually, the higher you go, the more you see. You see? And the more you see, the more you cannot share with men. So which means the higher you go, you begin to share things with angels, with ministering spirits. And that gives you the leverage in communication with the extra mundane. over communicating with men. It's not every spiritual experience we can share with our fellow brothers and sisters. Some, the Holy Spirit will tell you, seal it, don't talk. It's in the book of Revelation. Don't share it with anybody because the time is not right. So that means you are going higher. You are going to get there. I love you. I pray for you. Today is a wonderful day. All things being equal, the joy of the Lord is your strength. You are going higher, and you have the wisdom and the capacity to boss your new space. Thank you, Father, because your word is here, and amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let somebody shout, glory!
Glory!
Glory to God. We trust you've been blessed by the Spirit-inspired words. Do come back for more episodes. You can also visit the ministry website at www.gswmi.com for more inspirational content and teachings. God bless you.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.